Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, this microphone seems very not hot at the time, and now it's better. Thank you. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, March 26th. Two Oceans 13. Let's see your name tags, Los Angeles. Yeah, I like to see them at the beginning of the show before all of my guests are out here making a bunch of noise and being stupid. I want to give props to the signs that I like. We've got, who's the Santa Claus? Brian's the Santa Claus? And that does not look like Tim Allen. That looks like, what's his name? Klaus Kinski. Very well done. I guess you know who the guests are. You must pay attention, which is pretty awesome. And what's that name over there? Porter? That's a very fancy sign, Porter. And you're going to be the start of this vine that I'm about to make. I can't believe you guys made that noise. Oh, he's going to make a vine. We're going to be in a vine. I hope none of you are under suspicion for crimes. Because I'm making a vine of you all right now. There's Klaus Kinski. No, that's a bad section for... I didn't even get to you guys. I'm sorry. It's only 6 seconds long. Oh, Jordan got in. That's good. As long as Jordan gets in, I'm going to write, "Look for Jordan." I don't know if people are enjoying my vines as much as I'm enjoying making them, but I got up this morning and just had an idea to push a Cabbage Patch doll down the stairs and then vine it and say, "Not a real baby." And I was so happy with that. It's not my top moving vine. It's only 186 people have liked it. My record is 270 something, which was just a vine of me just flipping through comedy movies in my collection saying, "These are ones I like." So people are weird. I'm weird. Let's do it. I'm doing a stand-up at Flappers in Burbank this Thursday at 10 o'clock to practice for my upcoming album taping on April 20th in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club. But if you live here, come to Flappers Thursday night. DC Pearson is going to be there to open for me, and he'll play Leonard Moulton game with you guys at the end of the show. I'll go home. You'll just play with him in the parking lot. No, I'll be there, and he'll play, and it'll be fun. What else? Oh, since last I spoke and you listened, I flew back from Atlanta, Georgia, where I had a great time, and I was given a lot of food, which I appreciate. But please, no more at my live shows, no more cakes, no more candies, no more cookies. I'm trying to lose weight or at least maintain where I'm at, which is semi-fat. I'm talking to you, Portland, Oregon, because Portland, Oregon especially, they love their fucking baked goods. And if it's got weed in it, yes, I'll take it. But if it's got doesn't have weed in it, why am I eating it? It's bad. I'll be in Portland this weekend for 4 stand-up shows and 1 Doug Loves Movies taping at Helium Comedy Club. And I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, doing 2 stand-up shows on Saturday, April 13th at a place called Stand Up Live, because that's I will be there doing stand-up. Live. And oh, if you want to bring food as your name tag, this is just a general note. Like here at UCB, you can pretty much walk in with anything. But if you want to bring food as your name tag at a comedy club or a rock club or a theater where I'm playing, most of the employees have been told don't ever let in outside food under any circumstances. And they don't hold like a staff meeting to discuss that Doug Benson's in town. So it's really hard for me to turn that tide around and get people to not be yelled at for trying to bring in food. So all I'm saying is if you're going to bring a food name tag, hide it under something and whip it out, you know, when it comes time to bring out the name tags. And then if they yell at you, just scream loudly, Doug said it was okay! And disrupt the podcast, and we'll have some fun with that. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Mr. Crummins, K-R-U-M-I-N-S, tweeted, elves may be timid, but hobbits are shyer. S-H-I-R-E, right? Right? This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies that are funnier in print. The Benson interruption number 21. We've been doing it for 21 years. From Austin, Texas, with Eugene Merman and Hannibal Buress and Chris Cubis and lots of other funny dudes. No ladies on that one. All of them. So if you hate lady comedy, check out TBI number 21 for $1.99 in the comedy album section of iTunes and at DougLovesMovies.com. And greatest movie ever rolled is still at chill.com. And the prize bag, so many good things. A motion picture. Well, you know he's going to be here, so Fitzcarraldo and on DVD. And a couple of posters I'll show you in a second. And a humorous T-shirt from my friends at houseofhaha.com. This one says, never send a captain to do an engineer's job. And a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt and a Smug Life CD. And this might be one of the better prize bag gifts in a while. Did you guys hear the show in Atlanta that just came out today? Did some of you hear it? I hate spoilers, but for those of you who didn't hear it, this is one. This is the $20 bill that Colin Quinn wrote Angels in the Outfield on. And if you listen to the episode, it'll make more sense. But let's get my guests out here. These are all friends of mine. I mean, I just became friends with Werner Herzog, but please welcome Jack Plotnick, Brie Larson, and Werner Herzog. Werner. I still don't know what to say. What's going on? Something's happening? You didn't know what?
If I had to hide this or
no, not. No, don't hide your Pabst Brew Libbit.
What?
Don't hide your Flaps Flu Flippin'. Just drink it up.
My flip flap.
Yeah, get on the same page with me. Oh. Doug, I've had about 12 of those.
Oh, that's where they went.
Between the two options of hiding or dividing, where do you stand?
That is a great question, Werner. I like to divide it.
Rather than hide it.
Yes. Indeed. And thank you for coming back again, second week in a row for the great,
this is my great pleasure.
The great director of Fitzcarraldo.
Why won't he come to his senses?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Your story about your endless announcements about food reminded me that we used to have staff meetings whenever I would work with Klaus Kinski. And if he would ever bring food to the set, it was a problem because often the ingredients of his meals included toxic airborne spores.
Oh, I thought that sentence sounded like it had more. Toxic airborne spores.
Spores. Full stop.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And sometimes prepared around peanuts.
You know, Harmony Korine
yes,
has my, this new movie.
My old friend.
Yeah, Spring Breakers, but you're in Julian Donkey Kong, and you are able to lay on your back on the ground and then just flip right up onto your feet.
That's correct.
How did you learn to do that? And could you do it for us tonight?
Absolutely. Here I go. I'm lying on the ground now.
All right, make room. There's some people sitting on the floor with some, they have beers too, Bree, so don't worry
about
it.
Is everyone ready?
Okay, you ready for this?
To see this miraculous occurrence?
You want to hand your microphone to me while you do it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Go. This is why you have to see Doug Loves Movies live.
Yes.
Because
I apologize to the homeless.
It does not work on a podcast. They really feel left out right now. They're fucking mad.
Find it.
Yeah, I should have find it. God damn it.
If only.
Well, maybe next time. If you win, we'll see you next week and you'll vine it up. Because let me introduce my other guest. Jack Plotnick is here, everybody.
Hello. Thanks for having me. First timer
Jack Plotnick, who is in a motion picture that looks crazy awesome in a good. It's crazy in a good way, and it's called Wrong, and it's the second film. If you ever saw Rubber, it's the second film from Quentin Dupuis. Am I pronouncing that right?
I never actually figured it out.
Oh, okay, good. That's that's usually the first day on the set is finding out how to say people's
yeah,
names.
Yeah, I'm in character. So
yeah, that's
can't
a good
really
point.
Focus
your
on
character
anyone but
is
me.
A man with a dog in his brain.
Apparently, yes.
Because that's your face, and that's. Have you thought about shaving a mustache to say wrong like it does on the poster? Is that even possible?
I did it to my in a lower area.
It says wrong in your pubes, which
yes,
is probably a better place for it.
Yes. And, yeah, if you're down there, it's all wrong.
So you brought a poster for the movie, and then also a designer, yeah. Cool like knockoff.
Yeah, that's
knock
a, it's off, by though. An artist named Mondo. He does a lot of they're like collectibles. His posters.
Yeah, so yeah. You got that, and Jack signed that for you. And the movie is opening Friday here in Los Angeles at Cinefamily, and yeah. Be playing there for a week.
Yeah, yeah, open in a lot of cities, but just for a week. But it's on video on demand and iTunes, and if you saw Rubber, it's just, Quentin is so crazy and special and different, and it's really, it's a good movie to do probably what you would do before you watch it, yeah.
You mean like it's best to watch like on a full stomach, like
yes.
If I had a sandwich?
Yes.
And Brie Larson is here, everybody. Third time guest.
Is it?
Or fourth, third or fourth, third, I think. But first time on a regular three-person panel. You
yeah,
usually hear amongst the million guests of Christmas, which gets out of hand. Have you ever heard that, Werner, that episode of that show?
It's too long.
I bet you Leonard Maltin has said that about at least two of your films.
He said it to my face.
Your face is too long.
He didn't mock
He's
my accent.
He's very critical of faces and accents.
He didn't mock my accent the way you did.
So, Brie, I'm so excited for you because
This sounds like you wrote this down.
Does it? I glanced at my notes to see what I wanted to talk to you about. I definitely had to write down the name of the movie because it's the most easily forgettable movie title. I mean, once you've seen it, it probably makes more sense. But it's called Short Term 12.
Yeah.
So that's hard to remember.
What do you think
boat cucumber wire. That's just like random words. Short Term 12. And but I know what it's about, and I know that you picked up...
What's it called, quickly?
Short Term 12! It's Cab Avocado Brick. It's it's about 90 minutes to an hour 45.
Top three actors.
It won two different... It won the Audience Award and the Jury Award for Narrative Feature at South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so congratulations.
Thanks.
And you star in it as you're a young lady who works in a home for troubled youth?
Yeah, foster kids.
Foster kids. Mm-hmm. So not necessarily troubled, but like definitely
the division
on their
is
own.
Called Short Term 12.
Okay.
That's, yeah, Short Term Foster Care Facility.
Yeah, that'd be a great name for the movie.
Short Term
Foster
Care
Facility 12, Section 42. Subsection, okay, so... when can people start seeing it?
I don't know yet. I mean, it's in the process of being bought, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't have a distributor yet.
Oh, there's one.
Unless
is that the person
that
who
person
bought
is
it?
Here. Maybe Draft House Films
here?
Is going to buy
An
it.
An eccentric babe. Millionaire has offered to buy your film.
I don't know. Well, thanks for being excited that I think it's sold.
Incredibly eccentric millionaire.
I think it's going to come out. It'll come out in the latter
half of
the year.
I line up and see Doug Lowe's movies for free every Tuesday. Clap when a Kickstarter opportunity presents itself. So that's awesome. And you are also about to start work on a Peter Bogdanovich film? That's amazing to me. I've always loved that dude. I even, as a teenager and a young adult, wore glasses that were like the glasses he used to wear. No ascot. I didn't go that far with it. But I had red round glasses because Peter Bogdanovich wore them.
Did you worship Orson Welles?
No.
You should have.
Well, that's true, Werner. He is an amazing... I've always enjoyed Citizen Kane, but I'm sad to say there are some Orson Welles films I haven't seen.
Such as?
That one where he was a pirate.
Give it to Miss.
No, but I've seen... what's the one with Charlton Heston? What's that called?
Touch of Evil.
Yeah. I like the way you say it.
I enjoy saying
it. I flashed back to Jack Reacher when you said that.
Ah, Jack Reacher, soon to be out on Blu-ray.
Save it for the plugs, motherfucker. You brought some, Bree, for your prize, you brought some colorful pens.
Oh, those are mine.
That you're going to keep?
Yeah, I'm going to.
But you're
going
to draw something.
Yeah, yeah.
For the winner. What kind of stuff do you draw?
I don't know. I mean,
who here is the fan of cuddled lines?
I don't know. That? Like geometric stuff?
Oh,
and
okay.
And then like doodly things?
So are you going to start drawing that now? Or what?
Well, yeah, I was just trying to enjoy the conversation.
Once you know who you're playing for, then maybe you'll draw something.
Yeah, maybe I'll try and draw a portrait or something.
You'll be inspired.
You know, to remember the occasion.
I think if you could draw what you saw when Werner Herzog
was flopping around
on the ground, that'd
be
great.
Yeah, for those of us who didn't get a chance to see.
I don't know if perhaps you
should do it again. Maybe you should get in that position.
I am
so
ready
that I have
to do
little...
it anytime.
All right, here we go. Right. Let's do it one more time.
Please hold my...
I'll hold your microphone and...
Is your
suit going to get dirty laying down?
I need to be
that?
Able to take a mental picture as well, so maybe if you could do it slower this time.
Yeah, I don't think... It's the kind of thing you can slow down, can you?
You must.
I can, and I will.
Real quickly, are you related to comedian Seth Herzog?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead and...
He is my godson.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Once again, on your feet. Do you want to count it down like you did last time?
Yes, I will, but this
okay,
time...
Okay, I'm gonna give me the microphone, though.
All right, I will, but this time I'm going to mix it up a little bit. And I won't do it on three. I'll do it at a secret number to be determined in the act.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hold my mic.
I've got your microphone.
Whoa! Wait a
minute. Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, you guys.
Whoa.
Wait a minute, you guys. That was a false start. That was pretty entertaining. You were halfway up there.
The tricky part is slowing it down. I have to think bullet time.
All right. I'm sorry, I got excited. God.
I'm almost on the ground. Almost on the ground, and I have once again rejoined the Earth's surface.
I don't know why the Wachowskis bothered to invent bullet time. You could have just been in that scene, bending backwards and dodging the bullets.
They didn't realize I could do it. I hid my light under a bushel until I worked with Harmony. It wasn't even supposed to be in the film. It was just something I was doing to amuse people at craft service.
Yeah, it didn't look. It didn't look very produced. It just sort of happened. So, Jack, do you get to go to the movies a lot? I know that you're often butting your head into a moving vehicle to get people to eat Doritos, right? That's you, right?
I do that in my spare time, but what I get paid to do is I'm the spokesman for Chex Mix right now.
Oh, Chex Mix, I'm sorry.
And I'm the Trix
Doritos.
Rabbit.
I was close.
Hey, the mix?
But you need to. And I'm also the Trix Rabbit right now. I'm a French waiter who pulls his face off, and I'm the Trix Rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
This is terrifying. Yeah. A human being turns into a rabbit.
I can do it. It's how I got the job. You want to see?
Certainly.
Okay, counting down, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I beg of you to replace your humanoid mask.
Yeah, some people here were scared by that. I think the Trix Rabbit is cute.
I agree.
He's
I agree.
Sexy.
Yeah. He's constantly tricking people.
Yeah, he really is. Just let it go.
I am mistaken. He is the one who is being tricked. He is trying to get the cereal. But the lesson he learns...
He will not fall for tricks while trying to get his tricks.
No, the lesson he learns at the end of every advertisement is that the cereal is not for him. It is for human children. Let this be a lesson to all animals. Human food is for humans.
That's...
May we all in this room tonight pledge to never again forget the lesson of Trix.
Listen up, animals. But I'm sorry, Chex Mix. That's so funny, I thought it was Doritos.
Specifically, the party mix?
They have a wide range of flavors.
What is 15 in all. If not for a party, how do you employ this standard mix?
Well, that's a nice thing. When you open up Chex Mix, it's a party. So, it's kind of...
You're saying party is one of the ingredients.
Yes, indeed. Party is what makes it tangy, yes.
I got one. It wasn't someone wrong at the factory. Not much party in it. Oh. Mostly those ones I don't like.
Oh, yeah, the pretzel bits. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I love that you had a guess.
I instantly got worried that you were going to talk about one that was my favorite.
Do you have a favorite in Chex Mix?
Yeah.
Which is it?
I think we all
I
do.
Like
the Chex?
The little brown breads.
Oh. Oh. Little brown breads.
I love you people.
People orgasmed.
Do you like the little brown breads, Warner? At the moment, I was trying to remember what the little brown breads were. A wave of ecstasy was traveling over the audience. I'm still not quite clear in my mind what they are.
So, Bree, in this Peter Bogdanovich movie, you play... Are you a prostitute in it? And Owen Wilson develops a fondness for you and tries to get you a job acting in a Broadway show?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jennifer Aniston is his wife?
No.
Okay, because she's in it too, and I was like, "What about Marley?" But they've been through enough with that dog. They don't need you and your hooker thing coming in. But anyway, that's awesome that you're doing that. It takes place in New York, obviously, so you're going to go there to shoot it?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So maybe I'll do one of these out in New York while you're there, and we'll
Brie, may I ask,
meet up again.
Does New York become one of the characters in the film?
Why, yes, it does.
Yeah, you know it will. You know it will. It's Broadway is a mm-hmm. character in the film.
The Great White Way.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that New York cannot but help become a character in a movie in which it is set.
Especially when they film it in Toronto.
Which happens quite a bit. We got to play some games.
Let the games begin!
And we also need to choose some name tags, you guys. So we got some nice ones out there. There's a young man just holding up a beer. It's as easy as that. He scribbled his name on the label. So yeah, Bree, just go and pick whoever you want to jack to. Just go take
Why
it from
them. Why am I the only one who has done this?
Because they're just so stupefied by the amazing display that occurs when this happens. I vined it, so everyone... can check it out on my Twitter if they want. She's
this
really
a good one.
Thinking it over. And it worked. You got Santa Claus caught Werner's eye. So
this is a good one.
He's going to be playing for Brian.
My dear dead friend, Klaus Kinski, dressed up as Tim Allen's Santa Claus character. And he is in a fun headlock, has our contestant Brian.
Good job, Brian. And and he wrote a shithead on the back, so we're all good to go. What do you got there, Bree? What'd you pick out? A book.
Mm. Oh, yes. I picked out The Great Bensby. Or Benby? Did you want the S to be included?
Yes. He likes the S. S.
So it will be Bensby. You know, you might want to redo it, because the S is a little cut off. But
got the colored pens, so...
that would be my gift to you.
You could fix it for him. The Great Bensby by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
is there anything
his name
more?
Is Ben.
It's Bensby with an S.
Okay. Oh, that's what we'll call him from now on. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, you're playing for Bensby. And who are you playing for?
It is fun.
Right?
You're right. I was skeptical until you said it.
Jack, who are you playing for?
Well, this caught my eye because it was kind of shiny and glittery.
It's big, yeah.
And it's big. Yeah, I like it kind of like that. And it's Porter.
It says Porter.
But it kind of tricked me because I thought that it was, you know, glittery and actually it's just like friggin' tape or something. But it's...
Yeah, it's tape. Like it's caught just like when you see the Price is Right set up close.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's not as beautiful as it is on television.
Nothing causes more despair than seeing that giant wheel in person.
And Jack, I think he probably wrote a shithead on the back, so don't read that out loud. That's for at the end of the show. If you lose, that'll be his consolation prize, is that I will name whoever he says on the back a shithead. Is there a shithead on the back of the Bensby book?
No.
No, okay, so you'll have to come over if Bree loses. But let's worry about it later, because I think you have a shot at winning tonight. Because Jack's never played, and Werner, I think he got lucky last week.
We shall see.
I like that I was able to say that right in front of you. I've grown that comfortable.
It is your show.
And you're so polite.
You, for good or ill, you are the host.
For good or ill. All right, so let's play. There's no other business to take care of other than the business.
Any more food announcements?
Please, stop bringing me food.
What if people bring celery? Or kale. What
if they brought me kale chips? I would eat the eat the hell out of those.
Will you make an exception for superfoods?
Yes. If they bring me superfoods,
blueberries.
They already bring Graham Elwood gluten-free stuff all the time, and one guy over there. Oh, the energy it gives you to be gluten-free. How do we survive all these years with all the fucking gluten running through our systems?
I also enjoy gluten-free foods because they have been filtered through science.
We're going to let you go first, Werner, and pick a category. And then we'll go to Bree, and then we'll go to Jack because it's his first time. And he's busy getting people to try Chex Mix on a roaring highway. Like, you just pop your head in while they're driving down the road.
And yeah, you, and you yeah. have a there just have crazy cameras mustache. There.
I'm doing that every day, but that time they filmed it.
Yeah.
And you were also in Down with Love.
Oh my God! Which, 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, but yeah. I like that movie.
Oh yeah, you're yeah, the one. I no, thought it was. Thank you. It's a beautiful movie, and
it was a good recreation yeah. of the, you know, Cary Grant, Tony Randall kind of movies from way before, and people just didn't get it.
I believe you mean Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson? Who'd I say?
Cary Grant.
Oh yeah, Rock Hudson. But Cary Grant was quite a charmer. Was in some romantic movies.
Indeed.
With some fast talking, right?
Yes, this is not to say that Cary Grant never appeared in a fun film.
I just like hearing you say fun, because you probably don't have any, do you?
I don't enjoy saying it. I enjoy myself watching sped up films of things decaying.
I'm sorry.
Hey, don't slam the table. Bree's trying to draw.
Have you seen that fox?
I have not seen it.
He just decays into nothing.
Oh,
I could watch it over and over.
I don't want to see that. That sounds like something Patton Oswalt would tweet about. Twink about. Twink, you guys. Are you on Twink yet? It's a whole new thing. All right, Werner, you get to choose between the following three categories. Would you like
Take Control of Your City,
which is films that have a mayoral race in them, or Martin Short is celebrating a birthday today, the great Martin Short, so the films of Martin Short. You're clapping like he's dead.
I think they were clapping like they weren't sure if he was dead.
The stunned parts of In Memorandum during the Oscars, where they don't give a big round of applause because they're not sure that that person's really dead. And Alan Arkin is celebrating a birthday today as well. We know he's alive! He just got nominated for an award for saying Argo fuck yourself a couple of times.
Argo fuck yourself!
Werner, could you do a good Alan Arkin impression?
Did Alan Arkin just walk onto the stage?
You try it, though. You try an Alan Arkin impression. I want everyone on the panel to do an Alan Arkin impression.
What is the thing that he says?
Jack, do you know one? Anything Alan Arkin says?
The last Alan Arkin movie I saw was The In-Laws.
Yeah, so
I almost in said that one serpentine. He said
serpentine. No,
serpentine.
I believe Peter Fox says
Peter
that
Fox says
to
that, yeah.
Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
Can we do impressions of things that are said to Alan Arkin?
Yes. Yes. Please.
That really opens
do
it up.
Do a Peter Falk impression saying serpentine shell to to Alan Arkin.
Serpentine shell.
Was that close?
Just stick with jumping off of the floor from a laying position. So the films of Alan Arkin is the third option.
I would like to choose the films of Martin Short and Happy Birthday, Martin Short.
Well, I think you've sort of slighted Alan Arkin in a way.
It was the no-win situation.
You could have slided mayoral races. 1992 is the year for this movie that features Mr. Martin Short, and Leonard Maltin calls it a bomb. Yeah, yeah, he comes after it. He says about this movie that Paul Anka plays a boat salesman in this film. And he even includes the parenthetical, "You tell us why." Way to go, Leonard. Got a big laugh, Leonard. And he also calls it a dreadful time waster. And he lists about, well, I'd say about 10 names. How many names do you think you get it in, the great Werner Herzog?
I feel strongly as if I could guess this film in 8 names.
So, Bree, you can, you know, guess lower amount of names, or you can tell Werner to name it.
Seven.
Seven. Now we go to Jack. He's playing for Porter.
Who would I be asking to name it?
You could either ask Bree to name it with 7 out of 10 names. So that's the 7 names reading from the bottom up. So she's going to miss the top 3 actors listed. Or you could bid 6 names and get 6 names if Werner challenges you to name it.
I'll 6 names.
And I do cherish the idea that at some point I'm going to yell at you the title of your own film tonight when I say, wrong! That's fun. Yeah, I can't say Short Term 12 if you lose.
Do it.
Or Fitzcarraldo.
So funny.
Okay. So you say 6, Jack? Okay, Jack says 6.
Jack Plot nicknamed that movie. A Martin Short level of applause for my opening gambit.
Jack, so I'm going to tell you the 6 names. The clues again are that Paul Anka, You Tell Us Why, plays a boat salesman, and that it's a dreadful time waster, and Leonard calls it a bomb. It's from 1992, features Martin Short, and your 6 names are John Scott Clue, Tanya Soler, J.A. Preston, Jorge Luis Ramos, Emmanuel Logrono, Meadow Sisto.
Are these names?
Yes. These are names of actors that appeared in a film with Martin Short that came out in 1992 that Leonard called a bomb. If guess any movie that you think he might not have enjoyed from Martin Short.
I'm going to say that... wasn't he in something called...
Maybe.
Those 3...
Donald Duck.
3 Amigos.
3 Amigos is a movie Martin Short is in, but you are wrong. A new film by Quentin Dupuis. Trying to get in some plugs for you, buddy, because Werner's really sucking all the oxygen out of this episode. And you. And you win, Werner, because the answer is Captain Ron. Captain Ron with Kurt Russell and Mary Kay Place. I don't think that movie's a bomb. What did you think of it, Werner?
I do not feel that it is a bomb, but I do feel a better title would have been The Dreadful Time Wasters.
Excellent. How's your drawing coming along, Bree?
Oh, good, I think. I mean, getting there. I don't know what I'm getting at, but getting to it.
It looks like the beginnings of a Sergeant Pepper Pope.
It really does.
It does. Okay, who cool. Is, who That's is, why you gotta be here, guys. You gotta be at Doug Benson
to
Show
see that.
Live.
It's true. It's true. Okay, so now you get to start, Bree, for this next round, and then we will go to Werner, and then to Jack. So get ready over there, Jack. And your 3 category options are, as suggested by the Josh Cox, C-O-C-K-S, on Twitter. I See Dead People, which is movies in which someone...
You don't have to look at me so seriously. Like, you're not dead, or are you?
I'm just hosting.
I see dead people.
I didn't know how serious I was looking at you. No.
Doug, perhaps you should market a T-shirt with a little cartoon of yourself as a sort of cherub, naughtily holding a finger to your lips saying, I'm just hosting.
I think a friend of mine still owns, there was a child's candy for a while that was a Nightmare on Elm Street themed candy, and it's a picture of Freddy Krueger, and he's got one of his knife blades up to his mouth, and it says, on candy for children, it says, shh, I'm killing someone. So the category, maybe I was giving you such a serious look because there's a twist here. The category is I See Dead People, and it's movies where someone has frozen to death.
I see
dead people.
That's good.
Yeah, fun. Good work, Josh Cox. And then in honor of your upcoming gig, the films of Peter Bogdanovich, or total opposite of that, movies that are in theaters now.
doesn't have a movie in theaters now.
It's true. Not yet.
Mm-mm. He's about to.
This so eccentric millionaire is about to make it happen.
Frozen People, Peter Bogdanovich.
Or
movies
that are playing right now. Like, oh, I don't know how familiar you are with what's out right now. Because sometimes you get busy with your drawing.
Lemley. Yeah, what? Yeah. I passed by the Lemley earlier. So I mean, I guess
I'm sure this is playing at the Lemley. You're a shoo-in.
Yeah, I just happened to pass by. I mean, I feel like I want to do the Bogdanovich one, but then is everyone going to be real offended if I... No? Everyone's like, go for it. Okay, great.
I don't want to lose your gig. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think that's going to be.
Okay.
Or maybe.
She will be digitized out of the frame.
Let's try. I'm interested.
All right. This Peter Bogdanovich movie is from 1985. Leonard gives it 3.5 stars. He calls it irresistible. Mm-hmm. He also says the director's cut runs 127 minutes. Thanks, Len. That's real helpful. Oh, I'll give you one more clue. He also calls it a winner. A 3.5-star winner.
In this review, Mr. Moulton does not hold the mirror back up to the audience demanding that we explain something to him.
Yeah, it doesn't say a winner. You tell us why. I also like that he says us. He's very transparent about that this review might have been written by somebody else. And he lists 11 names.
Yeah, I can hear
How many names do you think
you need? 11.
11?
Yeah.
That is a confident bid. Werner?
I can name that movie in 9 names.
There's only 3 of us laughing at that. Jack?
I can name it in 8.
I like the way you guys are playing. It's back to you, Bree. I know, normally you're in the 12 Guests of Christmas and it's an hour later.
I know, it takes so long. Usually I'm like asleep.
This gets back to you quicker.
I can't believe it. 7.
Name that movie.
You got it.
People are sad on your behalf.
She's not going to get it. It's such a sad way to see her go.
So you get 7 names? Is that what you decided on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry the clues are so shitty, but it's irresistible, and it's the director's cut runs 127 minutes. To be fair, the regular cut runs 120.
Also, it is a real winner.
Yes. No, just a winner.
I beg your pardon. And the pardon of Mr. Moulton and his consortium of movie reviewers.
7 names are Andrew Robinson, Barry Tubb, Marsha Warfield, Lawrence Monison, Harry Carey Jr. Yeah, Harry Carey Jr. And Laura Dern? Laura Dern. So can you think of a
the only thing
Peter Bogdanovich movie that Laura Dern
might
have
been? The one that's popping up in my head now, I don't know. What's up, Doc?
Did you provide the year?
Did I?
Yeah.
85, right? Yeah, I said that.
The only thing that I don't know the year.
Yeah, sure. That's
What's
that's
up,
tough.
Doc?
That was many years, or not many, but 70s.
Mm.
Yeah. And this one also had Richard Dysart, Estelle Getty, Eric Stoltz, Sam Elliott. Jack, do you think you know it?
Yes.
What's it called?
I can quote from it.
Really?
That's one of my favorite movies, say a quote ever.
From it, and then the name, and I won't say wrong.
Okay. Nothing makes me happier than the wind on my back and the sun on my face, and nothing makes me sadder than the wind on my back and the sun shining on my face. Mask.
Yes, the mask. Right, oh no, Mask, you're right, Mask.
That's a very different movie.
No, you're right, Mask, yeah, the Mask. That would be weird if Jim Carrey said that.
And I was obsessed with that movie.
Nothing makes me happier! Ah!
He explains to Laura Dern how he sees by heating rocks and putting them in her hand. He's like, boils rocks and throws them in her hands. He's like, that's the color red. And she's like, ow. It's crazy.
He wasn't wrong, though.
No, he was not wrong in theaters and VOD. But Brie was wrong. Sorry.
In theaters.
What?
I said in theaters.
What does that mean?
She's going along with the...
You don't get it?
The precedent you've established of plugging the film wrong whenever the word wrong is uttered.
I love having you here, Werner, because most of my guests can't tell me what the fuck is going on during the show, but you are on top of it and focused, and also our winner! You did it! Here's your sash and your tiara.
Please. Please, please. Girls, please. I regret to inform you that I will be on location next week and will be unable to defend my title.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
What shall we do in this instance? A runoff?
I know what I'll do. Next week, I'll go to New York and do a show there, and I won't be here. So that solves that problem. But then the week after that, you still can't be here, right? Because you're shooting Fitzcarraldo 2.
That's right.
Taking it to the limit.
I wanted to call it Fitzcarraldos.
So maybe in 3 weeks?
That could work. I believe I'm back in late April.
Okay.
I feel terrible about all of this.
So maybe, why do you feel bad? Just because you can't come back and be a reigning, ongoing champion?
I feel as if there are people who are would have liked to have come back next week, and I am... I've robbed them of their dream.
I think Jack and Brie are kind of busy. She's got to finish this drawing.
May I check with them?
Yes, please.
Brie, Jack, was...
Hey, Brian, come get your prizes.
Was it your dream to come back here next week?
There you go. You don't have to be down low
response.
Like we're filming this or something.
I'll be out of town as well.
Brie will be out of town, Jack.
Here you go, boss. Congratulations.
I'll be eating Chex Mix.
Hey, there's a party somewhere. Is that an expression?
That's their slogan. Hey, there's a party somewhere. Chex Mix. Have some in your pockets.
Actually not a bad slogan.
No. Anywhere you show up, you got a pocket full of Chex Mix. That's a party.
Just in your pocket, loose?
Yeah, you got it. That jacket would be perfect for it. Just fill your pockets with Chex Mix, and then they have to reach in and get it. That's fun.
It's a different kind of party, I fear.
It is. And you always like to talk about, like, your kind of, you like the comedy scene, and you have favorites, and you love to tell people about where someone that you enjoy might be performing.
Doug, I'm glad you said such things. If you live in the United Kingdom, a very funny comedian by the name of Paul F. Tompkins will be making his United Kingdom debut at the Soho Theatre in London April 2nd through the 13th.
That's like a two-week run.
It's a two-week run.
Yeah.
The first week is almost sold out, and the second week is on its way to being similarly almost sold out.
I love how dedicated you are to helping comics and getting people to come out and see them. And Paul is a great one. He's been on the show a bunch of times, and I wish him luck in his new life over there. So, oh, we're going to miss him. Brie Larson, finishing your drawing for Brian.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just getting started. Are we done?
Yeah, the show's wrapping up.
I wrote his name on it, though, so I think it's good.
His name? Bensby?
No. Oh, does Bensby get this?
Yeah. Why are you writing Brian on it?
Because I saw his... He won.
No, this is this guy.
I thought he won. How many times... I don't understand who wins this game.
You're right. You're right. Brian's going to get it.
Thank you.
That's how fast you are, though, that you drew in
You're
Brian.
You're wrong in theaters.
Brian just wrote that, I mean, just one, and you've already written his name on there, and artistically, too. So, yeah, so Brian, she's going to finish that up for you and then give it to you. But we need a shithead from this fellow.
That's your
book. Sorry, that book.
He didn't shithead me.
Yeah, he didn't write a shithead on the back, so we need a shithead. So come on over here, Bensby, and just write something down there. Oh, you're going to write it in the book. Okay, fair enough. Blasphemy. And then Jack's got a shithead on the back of his. Oh, that's a good one.
Cool.
What is it? Let me see. Don't say it out loud. Let me look at it, though.
You get to?
Yeah, I get a look at it. Oh, that's good. All right, you can have your book back, Bensby. Did he catch it? I didn't look. Thank you guys so much. Look for Jack Plotnick in Wrong.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks so much for having me.
But you were right about Mask. That was awesome.
Yeah, great movie.
And as always, I don't know which one to say first. Yeah, I do.
Me, me.
Hmm?
Say me.
What about you?
I thought that we were going down the line.
Oh, do you want to plug something?
Oh, no, I'm done. I thought you were saying goodbye to all of us.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah.
He was about to read the parade of shitheads.
Oh, go for it. Go shithead away.
Okay, the grand marshal of the parade is...
Dying without my permission is a shithead.
He actually wrote in the voice of Bane, so good job, Porter. And also, as always, gluten is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.